This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just another cold open between the cold open boys. The key of the cold open, obviously, is just acting casual. And it's like, we don't even know we're recording. Are we recording? Are we not? Are we going to use this? Are we going to cut it later? We don't know.
We don't know. I mean, it's just a nice way to like tell the people we're going and to like maybe not wait for some people to get into the chat, but it's nice and cold. You know, we're not coming in hot.
Freezing. Nope.
No.
And ironically enough, the one fight we got into was hot cold. We both agree cold. Cold's better. I'm not going to get
cold. By the way, I'm in Napa, California right now, which oddly enough, four to five, I learned this from our pal Tristan Bessie, 4 to 5 in the afternoon is the hottest time of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's odd. Like, he's like, you know, growing up, it was always noon to two, like, you know, 11 to two is like the hottest portion of the day. Here it's 4 to 5.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh. Wild stuff.
The morning.
By the way, if you hear hooting and hollering,
yeah, who's that?
Right across the street, it's a goddamn 6 Flags. So you can hear people like on a roller coaster screaming. Not kidding. From my room.
You got the hotel next to the 6 Flags.
Yes, I do. In Vallejo, California.
Did you get half off day passes or something?
I have no idea. Right. I would never set foot. I wouldn't.
Well, we're not here to bash 6 Flags because they could be a sponsor any day now. So we should probably move on before we get any more hot water. Nope. That's not how you start the show. I said, before we get any more hot water.
It's the Dork Podcast. With Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
And David.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag Dork Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Riva Von Diva. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm all right. Like I said, I'm in beautiful California, so it's still daytime here, very much so.
Yeah.
You know, so that's nice.
It is crazy that we're talking live, but it's a different time where I am compared
it's
to where
such
you are.
Such a different time. Yeah.
How is that?
You're
possible?
In the future. You're in the future. I'm in the past.
I can tell you how 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock all went.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's pretty
can't
solid.
Wait to find out. Don't nice tell time. Me because I want it to be a surprise.
You know me. I have a hard time keeping secrets, but
that's right.
Fair enough. Yeah. How have you been? How long have you been out there for?
So I got in on shit. What's today? I got in on
Monday.
Saturday night. So I'm here until Sunday. So I'll be back for the next show.
I love it very much. All right, we have a lot to get to today, and we don't want to make Davey miss out on all those sweet 6 Flags rides. So we'll get right to the news.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dramamine, which I have to take a lot of to even set foot in a goddamn amusement park.
How about that? That big Dramamine money coming in.
That's there right. No when they're, when they're screw 6 Flags, I want Dramamine to be a sponsor of this show.
That'd be pretty nice.
That would be pretty sweet.
Listen, Ryan, I know you're a busy beaver, and you've already had one cross-country flight in the last 72 hours. Have you had a chance to watch the Herogasm episode of The Boys?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I watched it Friday, Friday afternoonish, and it was as expected. So it was not as this isn't a spoiler.
Yeah.
Not as much butthole as I expected, but a good amount of butthole.
Agreed. I thought they could have upped the butthole, up the wang. Yeah. There was And again, from reading the comics, you guys should, first of all, The Boys is a great comic. It does lull a little bit, I think, in the middle to, for me, but overall it's great. And the Herogasm issue is ridiculous. So they did do it a little bit differently. And not to go full spoilers, but like it's,
yeah,
the premise is similar, but the execution is very different.
Right. So I remember the Herogasm episode in the comics, they're on a, like an island.
Yeah.
And they're told that they're like you said, they're like off world.
Right.
Helping something, and they're actually like on a private island just going to town on each other.
Porking, just doing all kinds of the nasty. But this one was still pretty good. Had some really good moments in this episode. So yeah, only two episodes left. And then we'll be doing a review of season three. I've really enjoyed it so far. Stranger Things Volume 2 is back this week with the final two episodes of season four. I've been loving the hell out of this show, so I'm looking forward to this.
I came around on it. Like The Boys, like you said, it was kind of dragging in the middle and then picked up towards the end. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the last two episodes. They're like 2 hours each of this season, and then there's a movie?
I believe there's a season five.
Which is?
I think it's so I think episode six, or no. How many do they already have? Seven, and then there's two more, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And one of them is like an hour and a half. One of them is over 2 hours. And I believe there's a full-on season five. I could be wrong, but that's what I think I read. For those of you, and again, most of you listening to the Dork Podcast, I'm sure seen it. But if you haven't, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness now streaming on Disney Plus for free.
You don't have to watch it again. If you've seen it once, you're good there. I wouldn't watch it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably gonna skip it. This was an interesting little nug from Kevin Feige. Marvel is going to be at San Diego Comic-Con next month. I like that. Davey is frozen solid. And if,
really?
If you're watching,
well, it's interesting to me because let me know when I'm back.
All right. I can hear you now, but your visuals is off. But keep talking.
Am I back?
Nope.
Oh, all right. So it's interesting that how many people have pulled out of cons and expos and all that stuff that Marvel is insisting going to San Diego Comic-Con.
Especially because they have, like, is it D23 or whatever it is? It's like their own one with, like, all the everything under the Disney umbrella. Yeah. All right. You might have to log out and log back in. Frozen stiff. Yeah, so Rick says there's the fifth season is coming. So that's what I thought. I thought they were doing four full seasons and then a fifth season. And then who knows, maybe they'll do movies after that. Groovy Dude, are you referring to Doctor Strange? You said you watched it a second time and liked it even more. I mean, it's there. It's available on the Disney Plus. I'll probably give it another watch, I guess, at some point. It's kind of long, but I don't know. I personally didn't love it. We did our whole review on it. It was kind of a fine Marvel movie. And that's sort of where that stands. Jason said, this is all my fault. Well, Ryan was courteous enough. He said, I know I'm going out to California. I will still be able to do the episode. But we've all been in hotels. We know how hotel Wi-Fis can be. They're not always the strongest. So this may be tough. Yeah, there was. I'll take a screenshot of the Davey face. No, yeah. Brad says, Davey's FU frozen face has to be the thumbnail for this episode. Absolutely. That'll be an easy one to get, considering it was on the screen for a minute straight. yeah, my shit's fine. It's like, I think, but this one, I actually don't blame him for, because this one is, again, he's trying to do it from a hotel. So what are you going to do? We were going to skip the Davey's video game minute anyway this week, because we're going to try to condense the pod down. I don't know what's going to happen with this, if he's going to jump back in or not. I will let you know that if we were to do Davey's Video Game Minute, it'd be brought to you by the fine folks over at 47brand.com. Go to 47brand.com, enter the promo code hashtag dork at checkout for 25% off your entire order. Hats, you name it, shirts, sweatshirts, Davey audio.
We're switching it up.
Oh, look at that.
So we're on the phone. The phone is actually working better than the Wi-Fi at this point. So
I think this might actually be better. I think you're locked ready to go. All right. Yeah. Very good.
So I turned the Wi-Fi off on my phone, and I'm not using my phone.
I think that's probably the way to go.
It's the way to go.
All right. So can you still see the screen? Can you see us? Because I want to do a should I bother.
I can see us. Yeah, okay. I can see us. Yeah.
So when I pop something up, because I think you are going to absolutely love this. This is going to get the people back going. All
All right, time enough for Should I Have Bought This? And again, you can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Something that you have bought, $25 minimum, and a picture of it, a brief description, and then Davey and I will answer the question, should I have bought this? And this is the first ever Should I Have Bought This redemption. This
one
is from Christopher. Davey, as you remember, Christopher sent us this item several months ago. That, of course, is a Harry Potter, but not really Harry Potter-inspired wand, which he spent like a truckload on for his wife. Or no, for his first fiance, his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It's one of our more favorite items that we've seen.
Quality item.
We refer to it all the time. So he is back, and I'll start with the email before I show you. And again, it's worth going to YouTube for this. He says, "Hey guys, my fiance and I moved into a new house a few weeks ago and have been going through the process of looking for new furniture, decor, etc. Anyway, I may have mentioned she's a huge Potterhead before, so I wanted to surprise her with something cool for the new place. Happened to spot this beauty as I was going by a yard sale close by." Ryan, Davey, please look at the beauty.
What is that?
Well, I'll tell you what that is. He said he thought he found a magic house elf, so I snagged it. He goes, "Anyway, she hates it. Turns out this is a Norwegian troll doll. She is part Norwegian, so she knew what it was right away. And apparently these guys are pure evil, but if you own one, it brings you some good luck." He said he did a quick googs on the interweb and found all sorts of these guys for sale, but I think I can say for sure that none of the others have a gonzo level schnozzle like this. Well, so was it worth it?
If you're gonna ask me what it looked like, oh my god, it's even worse from the front.
That's what they say about me.
So basically, if you've ever seen a troll doll, like if you've ever seen, you know, one of the troll dolls that you would have to top your pencil that were big in the late 80s, early 90s, right?
Yeah.
It's that with a penis for a nose.
So it's an absolute penis for a nose. Which, and the hair,
it's even like the color of a penis too.
Yep, that is a penis. All right, he's got a little pair of pants on.
He's got a little pair of pants on, so you don't see that penis, but the one right on the front of his face.
That hair,
like, he's got some warts. That hair looks haggard. Stop showing it to me from the front. I fucking hate this thing. I hate
it. He's got a little walking stick. He goes, "By the way, their name is Pikness, PIKKNESE. Which is Norwegian. They cost blank dollars." He goes, "He's no monkey schlong, but maybe we can get the two of them in a pick one day." I think he's automatically in the Should I Have Bought This Hall of Fame. This is a fucking weird creature. I don't know why you would buy this, Christopher.
He might be a two-time inductee in the Should I Have Bought This Hall of Fame for this, because this thing with the wand, like, so it looks like if Joe Boo from Major League had a 6-inch penis for a nose. That's what it would look like.
Look at his eye. Like, it looks like one eye missing.
Yeah, I would get that out of your house immediately.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Immediately.
All right. How much do you think it costs?
How much at the yard sale? Let me guess. Now, are we okay?
No, you just have
$25. $25.
No, it was $40.
You paid $40 for this thing?
Get the fuck out of here!
Well, I am really glad you sent it into us, though.
This thing is going to haunt my dreams. This is the worst looking thing we have ever seen on Should I Have Bought This.
Christopher's in the chat. He says it's Norwegian. Pikness is Norwegian for dick nose.
It absolutely is. It looks like
it's terrifying. It is honestly terrifying.
And the way he took the picture, it's on like a shelf.
Oh yeah.
It looks all creepy. Dusty, and it's like all cracked. It is the worst looking thing I think I've seen in all of Should I Have Bought This. And I know that the wand exists.
Rick, has Chris seen Harry Potter?
Like, has he? It's a good question.
She loves Harry Potter. She loves it.
What does that have to do with this? The wand I get, but what does it have to do with this?
Oh my God. Where's
this fucking goblin?
I would put it as our profile pick, but I'm not sure. I mean,
I hate it. I hate it so much.
People would be running. They'd be fleeing from us.
Oh, do the front one, like crop the face, just the face. Go to the front view again and just crop the face. And that's our new. It looks like a. It looks like it got like a really bad sunburn and all its skin's peeling off too.
I mean, it's no joke, a thing of nightmares. Like you need to look at this guy. Holy shit. You can make a movie.
Look at it from that. When you zoomed in and now it's like the dick skin pink. Like that is the worst looking thing I've ever seen.
I haven't seen the black phone yet, but the challenge would be, what's scarier, this fucking thing or the black phone?
It's like if your dick had eczema. Like that's what it would look like.
He looks weathered.
It sure does.
Anyway, that's how you play. Thank you so much for sending that in.
No, thank you. My head looks enormous right now, by the way.
Do you want me to do this?
No, that's worse.
Oh, that's worse?
Yeah, that's better. There we go.
You look good.
I'm trying to like get the gate. I'm trying to gauge it so like my head's the same size as your head, side by side.
I'm sitting a little bit further back from my thing. All good. Yeah, mm-hmm. we got a couple big beans here on the show. So that's how you play it. So send those bad boys in, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. $25 or more. The weirder, the better, honestly. Maybe. Although the first time I put that out, people sent us some really weird stuff.
Oh, we got some weird. We got some weird shit.
But some of the stuff they sent, it was just links to stuff. I'm like, you didn't buy it. You just found that and sent it to us. You need to have bought it. Like the fact that he had it in a storage closet, you know that he bought
it. You need a picture of you with it, with a copy of today's newspaper holding the thing, whatever it is.
In the receipt.
Yeah.
You need all those things. I love it. So thanks once again for sending that in. Ryan.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Sorry?
The topic du jour.
Sure. Why not?
Well, I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day. And today... Yeah. It is the Disney Plus television event, Obi-Wan Kenobi, which ran 6 episodes, all roughly, 35 to 50 minutes long, give or take, right around there. All these Disney Plus shows, by the way, have like 10 minutes of credits. Every time you see on a show, you're like, oh, cut 10 minutes off. You're not going to worry about that.
A lot of credits.
Let's start spoiler-free, as we always do with our TV and movie reviews. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ryan, did you like it?
It was fine.
Yeah, I'm more of the not really.
I was just about to ask you. Did you like
come in any other styles?
I thought you were gonna ask me like, what did you? I thought you were gonna ask me like, what'd you say?
What'd you say?
I said, did you like the show?
Not really. They fucked. So we did an episode a few weeks ago of episode 1 and 2, and I was really down on it. And then 3 like got me all the way back up. I was rock hard after 3.
Sure.
And then 4, 5, 6 to me kind of came and went, more either average or below average moments than high end points. Yeah. And somebody actually the best, because this is actually pretty polarizing, because when I've tweeted about this show, it seems like people either hate it or they defend the shit out of it. And it's funny, though, because the people that defend it are like, well, I'd give it a 4 out of 6. I'm like, well, you didn't really like it that much.
He didn't really like it that much, because they think of things we've given 4 out of 6. Yeah. And some of them are not. I think you gave fucking Suicide Squad a 4 out of 6.
I did. I've had to go retcon that. That should be
lower. Initially, you did. And then, I mean, that's like a famous retcon.
Famous bungle.
Yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked it so hard. Yep. That's true. Yeah. But this show, I was going to say, somebody, the one criticism that I heard, and I paused and I was like, you know what? Not bad. They're like, I don't think you wanted an Obi-Wan Kenobi show. They're like, I think you wanted a Darth Vader show. And I was like, you're right.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
But I would even argue, like, was it the characters they chose to spend a lot of time on outside of Obi-Wan Kenobi disappointed me. There wasn't
That was the mistake. It was the secondary characters that they chose to focus sometimes entire episodes on. Mm. That was the mistake. One in particular in my mind, and not the one you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Not the one who's taking the most amount of heat, but another one.
I got you. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that hurts this show, at least for me personally, is my expectations couldn't have been higher. I might have given this the Captain Marvel Award for the most anticipated show of the year. I was pumped for this goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. And so it was going to be tough to hit expectations.
Yeah, and I think for you especially, because I think, you, like you said, you were expecting a Vader show. And to some extent, I was too. I was expecting that relationship to be center stage, the one where you have Anakin who is, you know, pissed off at him. But there was a great moment towards the end. We're going to discuss at length, I'm guessing, with the two of them interacting. But there wasn't enough of it. There wasn't enough of the back and forth between the two of them. And again, you focused episodes on characters that I was like, why are we fucking bothering with this person? Why are we bothering with them?
I think it's just because we both love Star Wars so much. And anytime you open up a project that is going to take place between episode 3 and episode 4, you're just anticipating the most sick Darth Vader stuff imaginable.
I just thought of a perfect analogy for this show.
All right.
So if you were going to see your favorite band in concert, now this band has been around for 40 years, right? Think of a band like Limp Bizkit, who's been around forever, right? And 80% of, or 85% of their new concert, or of their concert, was new material. You'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Correct.
And that's basically what this show was. It was new characters and like new material. When you, all the old, I just want to see the old stuff.
Yeah. Give me the old stuff. And especially it's 6 episodes. Like I was like, oh, okay. So I could see them realistically going in and being like, we have too much for a movie. It's like, they actually didn't have enough for a movie. Like if you just took the Vader stuff, it wouldn't even have made a goddamn movie.
I think it was like, I would love to go back and see how much screen time he actually had.
And because you got Hayden Christensen back and you got James Earl Jones to do the voice. So you're like, they're going all in. And you're like, nah, not
and,
really.
And they made a point of telling you that ahead of time. So you were waiting for that and then never really materialized.
No, they're all about it. And so, and to me, we talked about the book of Boba Fett when that came out. And that was another weird show where there was really high highs, really boring lows. Mm-hmm. I thought there might have been more high highs than that. Like really anything Mandalorian in that show. When they got Grogu involved, like there was some really
even the stuff. Luke and Ahsoka stuff, and that was fucking awesome.
Correct. Oh, the Ahsoka episode's one of my favorite. And then with the Luke, you're right. So that stuff was great. This I don't think had as much. Who would you say was the, and we're still non-spoilers, but who would you say was the best character from the show?
Vader.
Agreed. But it wasn't even.
Not even it's not even up for debate. It's not even like. You could say like the second best one was Obi-Wan, and like
to see
that character develop like that was kind of cool, because it's kind of, you said it's in between things. So what happened between this and this? So you got a little glimpse of that. But really, it was just waiting to see Vader on screen. Like that's what we were waiting for.
So I
and when he was there, he was fucking great.
Yeah. So I can't call this. I really can't call it a must watch because, I mean, again, it's Star Wars canon. So for some of us, it doesn't really matter how shitty it is. We're going to watch everything that's Star Wars
it.
Canon.
I mean,
so there's that. Mm-hmm. But like, I would equate this to like a subpar MCU movie where you're like, all right, depending on what friend of yours you're talking to, it's must watch or not. Right. Cause some of them are going to watch it regardless. And then others would be like, hey, I'm looking for a good show. I know enough about Star Wars. I'd be like, skip it. Watch the Vader scenes on YouTube.
Watch the Vader scene or watch fucking Rogue One is way better than this.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your hashtag dork score for Obi-Wan Kenobi?
This is interesting because the Star Wars fan in me wants to give it a 4, but I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I'm going to go 2.5. I was pretty bummed out by it. I was bummed out.
Okay. That makes sense. And that we'll get it. That makes sense.
All right. So 3.5 for Davey, 2.5 for me. You guys can hit up the chat right now if you're in here live, or you can tweet us or throw us your rating on Instagram at Dork Podcast. A lot of the guys that I was talking, because I said, like, what a disappointment. And again, a lot of people responded like, oh, you're way too hard on it. 4 out of 6. And you're like, I still don't know if you loved it. So anything else non-spoiler?
No.
All right.
Spoilers! Spoilers! Here come the spoilers!
All right, Ryan, because I was sounding like a bit of a negative Nancy, and I don't want to go down that route altogether, I will say episode 3, Darth Vader force choking and then force choke pulling and dragging a guy down the street and just like killing anybody that like was near him was some of the best Star Wars stuff I have ever seen.
A force choke neck break is probably the most horrifying thing I've seen in Star Wars. Yeah. That was awesome.
They made him legit scary in the third one. And you're like, that's it. That's why when you sit down as a little kid to watch A New Hope for the first time and they're building up this whole thing and everybody is so intimidated by Darth Vader, it's because of that. It's because he was doing that for 19 years leading up to episode 4. So I love that. I can't say anything bad about that. That's worth a million times going back over. That is on the level of Luke Skywalker showing up and kicking ass and Ahsoka Tano showing up. Like, that's on that same level.
And just him pulling Obi-Wan into the fire.
Yeah.
Like, dragging him across fire. Like, that, like he did to him.
Yeah.
Was tits. That was awesome.
It was.
Like, just watching him, like, pull him, like, through it and, like, watching him, like, burning him.
The whole fire awesome. Thing. The whole fire thing was crazy. Yeah. Real quick, just looking at the chat. A 2. A 5, a 2.5, a 5, a 4.5. So, yeah, guys are all over the place with this show. Mm-hmm. I understand. And listen, if you like it, great. I'm glad you like it. I personally just didn't because I can't think of anything outside of the Vader stuff that I even cared about. But I do have an issue, Rye, with the Vader scene. The last fight with Vader and Obi-Wan, should Vader have lost that? I feel like he shouldn't have. And I feel like this would have been an opportunity to do something to Obi-Wan that ages him. And I know like that continuity thing isn't the most important thing in the world, but in 9 years, he's going to go from looking like Ewan McGregor to Alec Guinness. I thought he was going to do some sort of emperor shit or he was going to fucking like, force choke him.
Is there an opportunity if there is a season 2 to have, because we've seen what force lightning does to people. So if it could Palpatine and Obi-Wan come face to face at one point, he does it to him.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, you can't have Vader and Obi-Wan see each other again, right? Because there's 19 years between episode 3 and 4. And when he sees him in 4, they even have the line like, oh, this is a feeling I haven't felt in some time. So it has to be now because this was a 10-year jump. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's now 9 years to play with. And in those 9 years, the seasons of Rebels, the TV show, also took place. So some of that shit that's going on. But I thought the Obi-Wan destroys Anakin and turns him into Darth Vader in episode 3. He should have gotten he should have won the rematch, so then that would have been the rubber match when they met in like the original trilogy.
Yeah, and I think that was still a cool scene, and there's a moment where he says to him like, you didn't do this to me, like I did this.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's an important moment for both of them to be like, you know, to Obi-Wan to kind of like release this idea of Anakin is still there, is, you know, and he's like somehow he could save him. Yeah. And him telling him you can't.
And he's already clearly controlled by the Emperor at this point. Like he is fully on board. Like Anakin doesn't exist. He killed Anakin, that whole thing, which is a line they say later on. This is also kind of a polarizing moment. That scene where Obi-Wan slices the Darth Vader helmet and then he's staring at him like through like half the helmet and it's like he's talking both as Anakin and Darth Vader. They do the same fucking thing in Rebels with Ahsoka.
Except it's the other side.
Oh, is it really? Okay. So it's the other side.
That's what it's mirrored. So like when she does it, I don't know one way, but if like for instance, like if she does it, it's the left side. When he does it, it's the right side.
All right, that's cool.
So between the two of them, they've come. And then the only person who's ever taken it completely off is Luke.
Right. I guess that's fine. That's what Star Wars is just kind of in
mirrors. It's like mirror things. Yeah. Right.
Just nonstop. But so they take that. And so this actually would have predated that scene from Rebels. So really Obi-Wan would have been the first one to see Half-Face, then Ahsoka, then obviously Luke down the road. But yeah, I mean,
there's that aspect of like, you're seeing him for who he really is versus who's behind the mask. So like they see both because they knew both. And it's important for Luke to like, Luke sees who his father really is in the end, you know? So it's, the symbolism there is like very in your face, yeah. You know, literally.
Quite. Another good Vader scene was when Reva came up behind him and was about to like strike him down. And he's just like, he like puts his hand up. He's like, you did think I knew about this.
And I thought that was a great scene. And the beginning of that, him actually pulling down a ship.
Oh my God.
Just shows you like how like badass that, and then pulling it up, like ripping it apart.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's what I wanted that all the time.
I wanted that all the time too. Oh, and another thought I had when that final fight scene between Vader and Obi-Wan, and they Obi-Wan got him away to that whatever planet. I forget what planet that was, but clearly nobody was there. Obi-Wan went there on purpose. I thought what they should have done is literally destroyed the whole planet. And like they caused construction or destruction,
yeah,
and then soon to be construction to fix it. But
right.
I thought they should have just like melted the thing down.
But I like the palm down, like the, you know, creating that huge hole.
Yeah.
Like just what he was capable of doing, and what, because we've seen it in books, you've seen it in comics, like what a young Vader can actually do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if we are led to believe that Vader in his prime is like as dangerous as any being in the galaxy's ever seen, do we now have to say Obi-Wan Kenobi at his best is actually stronger than anybody?
I think it's the whole idea of like control. Like he can control it and doesn't have to be. Whereas like if Vader is who he is and is super powerful, it's because he does something that's out of his control.
Well, also
he can't, because like
they keep making the point and they would show the flashbacks of them training. Darth Vader could probably beat anybody else, but he's got like a mental block about Obi-Wan.
Yeah. It's just right, like in his head. Probably,
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so
and it was because, and it's always like him seeking his approval, and you know, yeah. I want you to be, we're getting like psychologically like daddy issues. Like, I want you to be proud of me. I want you to like tell me I'm good. Tell me I'm good.
He's got some of that.
I tell all my wife all the time, tell me I'm good. Yeah, she's right there.
No, hey, yeah. if that helps, that's a nice thing to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Vader stuff, like you did see his power, like they showed off his power, whether it's the fight scenes, that scene with Reva. By the way, somebody in the chat last week, or when we did the Obi-Wan 1 and 2 episode, they called the whole Reva storyline. They were dead on. It might have been in the comments after the fact.
And
Reva's at the beginning. She was a youngling. She survived. She's going to come back. And then, like, that was exactly what happened.
But here's the thing that pissed me off. She was the worst character in the show. And the fact that she's getting her own show is stupid. I don't want to see a second more of her on screen. Because that worked, that played, right? And it even played so far as like with, you know, Vader saying, do you really think that I didn't know? Like, do you really think that I didn't know that that's what you were doing? That worked up until that point. And then her response to that is to kill Luke.
Was insane. It was
that
like,
doesn't make any sense.
And then I'm going to change my mind. And then I'm going to go after Obi-Wan because like he also left us or whatever. I'm like, wait, so are you mad at Vader, or now you're trying to get Vader's approval after you saw him murder all of your friends?
Now you're going to go kill who you know to be his kid? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, doesn't make any sense. And she got stabbed with a lightsaber through the belly.
Well, so did the other thing I was pissed off about, too, that took a whole point off, the Grand Inquisitor is useless in the show. He's such a badass character. He's useless.
He stinks. He's better than Rebels.
Yeah.
Somebody had a good tweet the other day. They were saying how they showed, you know, Reva getting a lightsaber through the stomach. They showed Darth Maul getting sawed in half. And then Qui-Gon Jinn getting like stuffed in the belly too. And they're like, oh shit, we probably should have checked on Qui-Gon Jinn before we cremated him. The fact that they all survived. Well,
here's a Star Wars trope that has now been in like three series in a row. Like this idea that like a Bacta tank can save anybody from anything is.
Oh yeah. They need to kind of do. Now.
So it happened in Boba Fett. It happened in this. It happened in Mandalorian. Like all of these things, like we need to get less Bacta tanks.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't like Reva. That's a character that's pretty mixed bag. Cause again, you had the fifth brother and the Grand Inquisitor. We saw them in Rebels. So when Grand Inquisitor went down, you're like, well, unless they're going to fuck the continuity, he's obviously going to come back.
And that's the thing. So anybody who reacted to that, being like, oh, I can't believe that. Like, they didn't. Like, you know for a fact that they didn't. Like,
but, like,
real fans, bro. I'm gonna gatekeep. If you're a real fan, you knew he wasn't dead. Yeah. So
this isn't my first Star War. Yeah. I don't like. Yeah, I didn't like. I wasn't into the Reva character, and then she could have died, and it would have been like, oh, okay, at least somebody died in this show. Mm-hmm. But they decided to keep her around. I can't imagine what the spinoff is going to be. Is it going to take place like? It must take place now, before, or is it the time leading up to that,
or after?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like at like, is she going to be like in the world? Because she would also be. I don't know. She could pop up in the Ahsoka Tano show.
She could. And what would be interesting is if she pops up in the new Fallen Order game, or if she pops up, because the Inquisitors are very much a part of that. And what is, so episode four, at right after the best episode of this series, was probably the worst episode. And that was the one where they went to the Grand Inquisitor's hideout or lair.
Yeah.
And essentially redid a mission that you do in Fallen Order, where you go underneath the water and come up and like,
right. They stole
it. That was the same. They stole that. Well, they didn't steal it, but they just like ripped hideout, it yeah. right from that. And it was, you know, even with the water coming in, like that was yeah. the thing that happened in that mission. So it was like, that was kind of lazy.
Yeah, I agree.
And so could Cal Kestis show up in Ahsoka? Could anyone from Rebels, any Jedi from Rebels? Like, so she could, the only way this works with her is if she goes around and now is telling Jedi that like, this is who's coming for you. Like, go hide.
Yeah.
Does she help them? Does she hunt them initially and then they fix her? I don't understand.
Well, she'll probably set out to do one thing and then 30 minutes later change her mind and then do the other thing. So I guess that's how that's going to play out.
Yeah, it's just a very poorly written character. And so the other thing that bothered me too is the Leia character getting so much heat. And I thought she was great. I thought that kid kind of nailed that character. Now, keeping in mind the chase scenes, that's not her fault.
No, that's horrible writing. Some of the writing is very prequels level writing. And you're like, I thought they learned their mistake from that. I'm not going to just rip on a kid actor, but I did not like Princess Leia. And I think her biggest problem was she was too much in the show. Like, they should have used her like they used Luke. Like, they should have like barely had him in there. And because everyone's like, well, no, you, this way it makes sense that Obi-Wan and Leia know each other. Like, I didn't need 4 hours of that.
No,
she was you needed way more than Vader was,
and he should have brought her home at the end of episode two and have that be the end of it.
Yep, and you're like, great, they know each other,
great, they know each other. That's all you needed, right?
It was because too, you it was have, too much. Yeah,
did Luke even have a line? Did he even have like five lines in the whole show?
I don't like maybe that last episode when actually, I don't even know if he talks, but he was like running around and
he said, like, he would say, like, okay.
Oh, and so by the way, what did you think of Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru being like kind of badass?
I think that I really do like, was it Joel Edgerton? I do like him as Owen Lars. And I think that Beru, even in four, is pretty protective of.
Yeah.
So I buy that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I don't think they're going to. Yeah.
I haven't watched A New Hope in a while, but it'll be interesting to watch that because they clearly did a lot of things to try to like line it up. But knowing what we know now about how.
But that's just the other thing that bothered me, too, is that when Ben Kenobi talks to Luke, when older Luke in four, Luke acts like he's never seen a Jedi.
Right. He's like, when Obi-Wan. He's maybe he means old Ben.
Right. But he's seen an Inquisitor come to with a lightsaber. Like, he saw that. He's 10. It's not like he's, you know, 3 years old and won't remember.
Right.
Like, that's something. Yeah. Like, he has a physical altercation with her. She, like, knocks him out, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just, I don't need it. Some of the other side characters that we didn't get a ton of, I didn't mind. Like, Roken, Ice Cube's kid.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good. The woman that was one of the Sand Snakes from Game of Thrones. That she was sort of like a double agent type of thing. I thought she was fine. Like, they all kind of served their purpose. You have fucking Jimmy Smith's coming back.
The other character I liked was, I actually didn't mind. I thought he was a little too funny for the role, but I did like Kumail Nanjiani's character, the fake Jedi.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Oh, Justin in the chat saying he never saw the lightsaber. So that might be their sort of loophole in that. And that whole thing, I don't know. I'd have to rewatch it. I don't remember.
I could have sworn that she was like chasing him and like had it fully erect.
Had the thing ffull blast.
Yeah.
I also would like to know more about that sort of transition. Not that I need a show about it, but how Reva goes from, like, if they're just straight up hunting Jedi, what's that moment where you change the Jedi and you're like, and you believe them, where you're like, hey, you gonna fight on our side? And they're like, yeah. Like, yeah, you can trust me, I'm on your side now. Like, and then they become Inquisitors, and then like they, because they can't be Sith Lords, but then they're not supposed to be Jedi anymore. It's this weird kind of area where Emperor Palpatine and Vader oversee a group of former Jedi, but that's, I guess, not what they are anymore.
Well, there's in Fallen Order, they do a great job explaining like how that happens.
Okay.
And there's a lot of torture and a lot of interrogation and a lot of like mind games and like all that stuff. There's a lot of that that goes into it, and it's pretty harrowing. So even if they dove, that's a little dark for a Star Wars, but
yeah,
they could get into that.
You know? And so really thinking about it now is I think it would have been, I personally would have enjoyed it more if it was just a Obi-Wan Vader movie. It could be an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just make a movie, show some of that stuff. If you want to lean more Obi-Wan, right? So it's sort of the allure of Vader is like you know, Jaws, then like so be it. But really highlight his scenes. Didn't need the show. Didn't need the extra characters. And they relied way too much on Princess Leia and like a young actor. Like, you don't, that's not the formula.
And a character that ultimately did, like in Reva, that ultimately didn't matter.
No. And not enough creatures. Like, Star Wars is usually pretty good with, again, Grogu, whether it's like, you know, a Yoda or a Wookiee or whatever. You need some creatures. There wasn't really a lot of creatures.
And I did like the droid that couldn't talk. He did a nice job. The loader droid.
Loader droid. Yeah. He was strong. He was impressive. Do you want a season 2 of Obi-Wan Kenobi? And what could it even be?
I want one more, and I want it to run right up to New Hope. I want that.
Okay.
Because there has to be that moment where, because the most famous line in all of Star Wars is like,
I am your father.
So there has to be that moment where somebody tells Vader who his kids are or where they are. He needs to know, like and it can't just be like, well, he senses that it's that. Like, someone needs to tell him.
Probably what they're gonna go with, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if he didn't sense it in this series just because he was so obsessed with Obi-Wan that, like, that was his sole focus. Was that anything else that he might have been feeling, he didn't really know. And then once he kills Obi-Wan, that's relieved. And then maybe he's like, oh shit, this is a weird feeling. That's the only other explanation. Oh,
it's cloud, but like, I think that he might see him as also keeping his son from him too. You know? So like, he's going out because like, you're keeping my son from me. You know, I don't know how really it would work.
Yeah.
You can't deliver that line and not explain like how he knows that.
Yeah, I think you're, like you said, they would just lean on him sensing it. But yeah, there also could be there could be a scene with that. We did get a Qui-Gon Jinn cameo at the very end where Obi-Wan sees him. He's like, finally. So they can.
That was good. And it was very much, remember that the footsteps thing that people talked about with Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why was there only one set of footsteps? And it was like, and it was very much like that, where he was just like, I've been here the whole time.
Because I would imagine, the way Obi-Wan first, we get introduced to him in the original, I feel like now he almost has to just go into hiding. And, like, maybe, like, the only thing that's going to prevent him from going crazy is maybe talking to Qui-Gon, but he's going to just spy on Luke Skywalker for the next 9 years. That's kind of
Maybe he does go to Dagobah and sees Yoda. Maybe he does find some other Jedi. Maybe he does run into Ahsoka. Maybe he does run into...
Yeah.
Whoever. And, you know, like, just trying to like warn them or protect them or talk to them about these experiences and, you know, tell them that people are looking for them.
Yeah. No, that's true. So based on this and based on Boba Fett, what are your expectations now for like Ahsoka Tano?
See, Ahsoka's, I think it's a different animal. I think that's there's a story there that I'm like a fully formed story that I think is to be told. because she dies. You know, we know that she, and we know this because in
when did she die?
Because, well, we don't know, because we hear in with the, was it the Rise of Skywalker?
Oh, her voice.
You hear, you hear her voice, and the, all the other ones are dead. Right. So like you assume that she's dead. So like how, maybe Vader kills her.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe the Inquisitors get her. Maybe like,
it's possible.
In theory, like she's dead. We don't know how.
Yeah. So, the one thing that maybe like gives it a little bit of hope for this one is, the showrunner for Obi-Wan Kenobi was Joby Harold. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of. The showrunners for Ahsoka Tano are Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni.
Which, it's Filoni's character. Like, he should be, yeah, he should be doing that, right?
100%. So I feel better about that. We're also getting Andor. Two 12-episode seasons of Andor. The first one comes out August 31st. I don't think I need Andor. 24 episodes of Andor? I mean, I'll watch it, obviously.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it. And again, I like that. I like Rogue One. I like that character. He has that, he has the Alan Friedrich droid.
True.
Who's with him, who's a cut up.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so I am excited. Because I do believe Hayden Christensen has also been cast in Ahsoka Tano. So that'll be pretty interesting. We know Mary Elizabeth Winstead signed on for that show too. I'm not sure if they said exactly who she's playing, but she's definitely in it. So that,
and you see Millie Bobby Brown is in talks to be like a major Star Wars role moving forward.
Yep.
Teenage Leia. Could work.
Possible. Although I don't know if we need more Leia, but
or what's it? Who's the Asajj Ventress? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Oh yeah. Could be.
She had the shape. Could be.
From Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be. I mean, so there's a lot going on here, but anyway.
Isn't there always
a lot going on?
Yeah.
Anything else on this show? A lot of the worst parts were really from the first two episodes, and then it was just a little bit more of that kind of.
I did like the last line. The last line is his first line. Hello there. I like it. He actually did say it to Luke, and they actually did get to meet. I thought that was, because again, one of the questions I had is, you know, Luke knows who he is.
Yeah.
So you can't keep him from him. You know,
well, they kind of swerved us too. Like the trailer for the show showed Luke like steering his thing, and I don't remember much of Leia. And then it ended up being like all Leia and like no Luke.
Yeah. And I wonder why that was. But yeah, I mean, the show's, it's okay. You know, it's not earth shattering. There are some really cool scenes.
Yeah.
And one great episode. And that's about it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, let us know what you guys think of this bad boy. And let's get to this.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may also choose at this time to defend the goal?
I will kick.
Okay.
I believe. So this came out yesterday.
I thought you were kicking.
Oh, I'm kicking. You kick. Go ahead. I said kick. I meant receive, but I said kick. Yeah, it's been a long day. It's been a long day.
I was just confused. Go ahead.
All right, so this came out yesterday, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm so excited to watch it. I love E60s, and there is one that came out yesterday called Unrivaled, which is about the rivalry between the now Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche and the Detroit Red Wings in, like, the late 90s, which if you're a hockey fan, if you're a fan of the sport, every one of these games was an absolute bloodbath. It was like kind of like the death rattle of what you consider to be like old time hockey, like what us would consider like real hockey, like goalie fights, line brawls, like crazy shit. Like real villains like Claude Lemieux. And
yeah,
so I'm really excited to watch this as a fan of the sport and a fan of like E60. So Unrivaled is my pick of the pod this week.
Very good. Yeah, I saw the previews for that. That looks pretty badass. I'm going with one. Fitzy was on the radio with me today, and he recommended this show, and I watched the first episode when I got home. There's only three out, and it's only going to be seven. It's on FX, but you can watch it on Hulu. It's called The Old Man.
Yeah, I wanted to watch this. It's the one with Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow.
Yeah, and so it's also directed by John Watts, who did the Spider-Man trilogy, like the new Spider-Man trilogy. So yeah, it's a pretty interesting premise. I mean, first of all, The Old Man sounds like an SNL like joke of like what a show would be with like a grizzled, it's like the old man. Yeah. But here we go.
Yeah.
But Jeff Bridges is a badass in this. They're like hour long episodes, but
he's been doing this thing. Like he started doing it in Hell or High Water, where he does like this face where he's like this really like really pronounced underbite.
Yeah.
That he does now that I've never seen him do before. Like, and he like breathes all weird. Yeah. Like
it's like he's always
got like a serious underbite. Yeah.
He's got like a piece of beef jerky like floating around in his mouth or something.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, just sticking his jaw out like this. You can't see it. I'm on YouTube. You can't see, but
yeah. It is a little distracting, but the guy has been pretty good. So I'm looking forward to watching the rest of this. I also heard, I haven't seen a second of it, but people are telling me that The Bear is good on Hulu.
You're reading my mind. We were talking about that the other day. Like it's right. The kid from Shameless, the big lip, and he's right. Like a Chicago. He's a real chef, but he has to like help his family sandwich shop or something. So like he goes back, and it's like supposed to be like. Funny-ish.
I think it's a comedy, right? I believe it is a comedy. So
yeah, and there's another show, Dark Winds, on AMC, which is like Navajo police officers. There's another show I wanted to watch too, but you're like reading my mind right now.
There, look at this! Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. All right, boom. Fireworks.
We are absolutely loaded on the program. Mm-hmm. So next week we have Stranger Things season 4. Are you gonna be able to watch? Oh, you can watch them on the plane. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. The following week, we can talk off the air about this. We might have to do like a double, like 2 45-minute episodes because it's Thor, Love and Thunder, and The Boys. And I don't want to put them into one episode. Maybe we'll do two ones, but we have to do two standalones for that.
Right.
And then Ms. Marvel. And then Jordan Peele's Nope, which I'm
not sure about. By that time, too, like Better Call Saul will be wrapping up, too.
Correct. Yep, that's in August. So that's going to be season 6 of Better Call Saul's done. Oh my god, we got so much stuff.
Remember we were talking about it too. We had like the spring or like nothing was happening and we're like what the fuck are we going to do?
Oh, we had
now
like
can't stop won't stop.
It's almost too much. It's like backloaded. Yeah, we had like 3 weeks in a row where we just had to like pull stuff out of our buttholes.
Yeah. And we did.
But we did it. You're goddamn right we did.
We toilet camered it. We pulled it out of our butthole. Nice to see Termite again, though.
Yeah, good to get him involved. It's a good guy. You know what he's up to.
Yeah.
My father.
Glad to see he's all right.
My father-in-law went to watch The Boys, and he accidentally started with episode 1 of season 3, and he was like, "Cause my other brother-in-law recommended the show too."
Yeah.
He's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you guys?" Like, and he like said something. I'm like. Oh, that's not. I'm like, you got to start on season 1, episode 1. So I'm sure when you log in,
just to get a feel. Yeah.
I'm sure it's just like, oh, here's like the most recent episode. So he watched episode 1. He's like, what was that about? I'm like, yeah, it's a good show, though. I go, don't let that.
Conversely, my father in law, who is not like big on TV movies, like doesn't really watch a whole ton of stuff, he's loves The Boys.
Does he really?
Loves it. Yeah. And not the guy you would think would love that show. He loves it. So
pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Homelander, best character on television. Got to be for the year.
Oh, we were watching the most recent episode when he was talking to himself in the mirror.
Whew.
And Rye said, she's like, he's got to win some sort of award.
Something. I feel like all these shows just get shit on, though, because it's like, oh, it's a comic book show.
Yeah.
They're not gonna...
He's so good in this show.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for doing the show this week from a hotel. I appreciate that, Ryan.
Oh man, I have a dinner planned. I have a dinner date right now, and I'm gonna go
there.
Sweet berry wine.
Well, with that said, you don't give a shit about anything, do you? What'd you say? I said you don't give a shit about anything.
Not really.